Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Get ready. It's time for a big exclusive with Valerie Denise Jones. Welcome to the show.
All right, guys. Happy, happy, happy Tuesday. Praise God, we made it. We're here. 929-477-1167. You got Valerie Denise Jones in the building. Look at me, I'm ghetto as heck. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I appreciate you so much. And I hope and pray that you join us immediately following today's broadcast on social media. It is so very important for us to have stimulating conversation after each episode so that we can continue the promotion. We definitely want to make our guests as big as possible, and also whatever the content is, we definitely want to expound on that. So that social media is very, very important. I cannot stress that enough. So make sure you are taking notes throughout the show, because I am going to have some fun with today's guest. The first 20 or 25 minutes of today's show, we're going to get go on a journey. We're going to actually exegete text, the text that was presented in his song called "Who Do You Live For?" Has a very, very religious, spiritual, or actually spiritual undertone. His other song, "The Order," has more of a religious undertone, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Well, he's here, and yeah, he says it's very, very cold in Canada, so I'm really, really excited for him. I'll try not to keep him too long, because I know he's got a life, but I definitely want to give you guys a chance to learn as much about him as you possibly can, and then give you an opportunity to love on him towards the end. Yeah, he'll be talking to Philo the Great during the latter part of the show, and then either tomorrow or next Wednesday, he will be with Rhonda Supreme, Philadelphia Radio, Free Agent Radio, actually, on the Rhonda Supreme show. All right, so guys, let's just get this party started, and please, please, please do not forget that if your mic is open, please make sure that your background noise is at a minimum, because we do share our audio on other platforms. All right, guys, so I guess, yeah, it's time. I'll see you on the other side of this break.
Change the world, hold up, I'll never try, cause Jesus Christ came to this earth and was crucified, so why should I even try to change me, be it for better or worse, you probably see the same me, so can I please y'all, I can't, I say I'm trying to please myself every time I'm asked, I mean I'm walking down the road, and people actually stop and say hello, like can't be, we love your music, can we miss your flow, and every once in a while I would get fan mail, but I never know how to respond to emails, not rude, just telling y'all the truth, so even if I don't respond, just know I take y'all with me in the booth, and my little sis said his school friends think I'm dead. I tell him I was playing Xbox instead. But seriously, I wrote a billion songs since I've been gone. I'm just trying to save the cash to pave the path that I've been on. But every time I write a song, my engineers say stop. It's too hip hop. We need more pop. Indeed, you're just the last of a dying breed. Nobody cares that you can rhyme from A to Z. I tell them, hold up, I'm just writing songs that I can vibe to. And I'm just writing songs that I'm inspired to. And they could like it or they can't, cause I'm not after fans, just people who could vibe to who I am, like me. Yeah, not your sister or your mother or your brother, but I do this for me. Yeah, not the father or the mother or the brother, but I do this for me. Yeah, not the fans, the haters, or some others, but I do this for me. Yeah, just so I can be free. So bring the chorus in.
Everybody loves to tell you what you're supposed to do. Everybody loves to tell you how to live for you.
Okay, now. stuck in a world where there's no divide between fact and fiction. Conversating with agents, questioning the crucifixion. I met this girl who told me shopping was a true addiction, and she could spend her cash on anything without conviction. It didn't matter what the kids need. So if she saw it, then she wanted it, then she bought it. It wasn't greed, just the fact her hustle made her have no self-esteem. Her bigger button, bigger boobs was her only dream. So she saved and she saved and prayed for a raise, and had the surgery slotted down for May. Ay. And he smiled and he smiled and promised her a child, cause he ain't been this happy in a while. She turned herself into the woman that he wanted, and he could take her to the parties and just flaunt it. And the body that she wanted came out fine, but the anesthetic that the doctor gave her left her blind. This is true. So what I learned? Live your life for you. Not your mother or your father or your brother or the sister or the other or the cousin or the fan or the hater or the person sitting next to you to be your neighbor, but what? Live your life for you. So true, chorus now.
Everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Tell you what you're supposed
everybody,
you know. To do.
Everybody
here,
throw your hands up.
Tell you how to live for you.
We're always interested in what you have to say about our live broadcasts.
Please share your comments on our Facebook page or websites.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to A Big Exclusive. I'm Valerie Denise Jones, ValerieDeniseJones.com, hashtag Valerie Denise Jones. The number that should be locked in your phone is 929-477-1167. I hope you enjoyed that audio. Also, I hope that you have before you on your person within somewhere in your possession non-alcoholic beverage, also pen and paper, because we are about to take you on a journey. Like I mentioned before, we're going to exegete the text, the content, the lyrics that was featured in that song titled Live Your Life. No, that's the theme. Who do you live for is the title of the song. And at this time, what I'd like to do is go on and open up Bradley's line and give him a great big old big head media welcome. How are you, Bradley?
Hey, good afternoon, good afternoon. I'm fine. How about yourself?
Hey, good, good, good. So throughout this interview, I'll call you. I'll probably go back and forth, Bradley, KMB. It all depends on how the spirit moves me. How about that?
That's fine. That's great. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. So your voice is very, very different when you rap because you're so soft tone right now, very welcoming. But when you rap, you come really hard. Is that on purpose?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I find that like the music and who I am as a person are two different sides of the same coin, really. So as a person, I like to be I'm very jovial, very lighthearted. And I find that there's still like a lot of thoughts that go on in my head that I'm not able to express in everyday life. And that's where I usually just go to the music and I express it there because, you know, two sides to every person, two sides to every coin to have a whole. And I feel like there's a real need for me. I call myself almost like a closet creative where I like to go and really express my thoughts and get it out. And then, you know, I put that aside and then I'm able to be happier in person and a bit more soft-spoken, a bit more free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting that you noticed that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did that. I told you, first thing I want to address something before I actually applaud you, because like I said, you were therapy for me today. That song was definitely therapy, so I was very, very anxious to talk to you. But I totally agree with you. We definitely have that as a common denominator. And because I have, in a sense, secluded myself, like my business, this thing that I'm trying to grow, and the ideas I want to manifest, the things that are in my head, quite often gets very rumbled and interrupted because of, I don't have a vice. I don't have an outlet, which I used to have, right? And so sometimes I get a little crazy upstairs. So it's really, really, I'm really happy that you have the booth that you can turn to and your lyrics and stuff like that. Because I need to find something like that so I don't get so crazy. Yeah, when the voices and the stuff is going on and I want to get it out and manifest it. And I'm praying to God, why has in my dream come true, you know, that kind of stuff. But anyway, before we get started, tell us a little bit about who you are so people know exactly who I'm talking to before I go further down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, sure, no worries. My name is Bradley. My artist name is Keen B, which is a bit of a story in and of itself. I was part of a rap group with one of my best friends back in high school. His name is Cash. So that's how Keen B came about. And as a person, you know, I always wanted to do music, but was afraid to kind of take the step to the music. So I would always say, I'm good at music, and people would be like, really? I don't know. I don't think so. So I took it upon myself to, you know, start making music, start making songs and putting them out there and seeing how they were received. And then, as I said, the other side of me was also very business oriented. So then I went to like do banking and finance and stuff like that at school and in university. And still I had the pull of the music. So basically I ended up trying to see both, you know, sides of me as a person. And so outside of the artistic world, I actually went into finance and banking and went down that road. And then artistically, I decided recently, you know, I really do want to return to the music, much like you said, to have that outlet for when things really are on your mind and you want to express it, finding the best way to do it. And that's really me in a nutshell. On one side, very corporate, and on the other side, very creative and very artistic.
Yeah, definitely. And I won't ask too many questions about your artistry, because I know that we have a lot of interviews scheduled for you, but I know that we have two introductions today, so I don't want to make it too hard for them. But I did want to know the story behind K&B, so that's an interesting story, and I figure there's probably more to it. Then I gave you time to introduce, so I will leave that one alone and in hopes that, you know, the other interviewers sometime or another at some point, you know, will ask you that because I'm very curious to know that story. All right, so as I mentioned before, you answered a lot of questions for me, and I listened to your song over and over, and it was, like I said, it was very, very therapeutic. The words, just the outside of the energy, the words really, really helped me to come to peace with a few things that's going on in my life. One of the things that's going on in my life is I'm sort of on this ambiguous save the world mission, right? And the only reason I say ambiguous is sometimes I don't know if what I'm fighting for will serve its purpose, you know, the original intent, because it seems to always be like a ulterior motive or an agenda somewhere, hidden agenda somewhere. So you don't always know what you're fighting for, but you just continue doing that. But the opening line of that song that we just played said, I cannot change the world. Hold up, I'll never try. Can you explain what you were feeling in that moment? Because I felt you, and I just want to make sure if we kind of think.
Yeah, that really is the whole premise of the song. I feel when I wrote that, it was a lot about the judgment. You know, we really try ourselves to want to be expressive of who we are. And there's a lot of judgment that sometimes can come with that. So it's like, oh, who do you think you are to try to save us? Or what makes you better than me to think that you can attempt to do this and I can't? Or, you know, why do you think you need to give more credence to your dream than I need to give to mine? And when you think about that, somebody actually came before us that did it all, you know, and was completely rejected. And then it makes me think, why should I even try to change the entire world if someone more powerful than I did came and tried and was completely rejected? Maybe I need to make peace with the things I can't change and just accept it, you know? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was really the feeling behind that. And then recognizing that the focus then now has to be on me changing my world, on me doing for what I can do for me, and at least, you know, making peace with the fact that I tried for me to do what I needed to make an impact. And as long as I've given my all, then I can't I have no expectations of the world itself to accept it. Just I gave my all, and I'm now at peace. Yeah?
Yeah, I feel that. I definitely feel that. I totally agree with you, because it's like, I love your chorus where it over and over, it tells you, it expresses in such a way that it's like, look, you know, you really, really exhaust yourself, and you get exhausted when people are always trying to tell you how to live, you know, and it's just like, who gave you that right to tell me how to live, how to be, how to exist? And it's really, really sad. A lot of the people who tell you those things have never even put a mirror up to their own face, but they want you to be accountable for all of your actions and are forever crucifying you. And I like how you integrated, you know, the crucifixion, Jesus's crucifixion into that. And then you just, you know, came to the conclusion, like, you know, why should I change me? Why should I? And I'm in a total agreement with you, because it's like, why should you? At the end of the day, it's like, when you look in the mirror, you got to be yourself. You got to be true to you. And if you don't love that person because you're trying to become somebody else, then you're just going to make a bigger mess. And it's really, really sad that people put that kind of pressure on you to perform and to be something that you're not, or they can't find a way to love you as is. You know what I mean? Like, so that was really deep and powerful. I also liked another line. I'll come back, but I want to fast forward to this line, because you said, quite often there's no divide between fact and fiction. That was really powerful.
Yeah. Agreed. Fake news. That's the big buzzword of the world today, you know, but it's been happening for a long time, where everybody creates their own truth based on perception. Oh, this person's always late, so, you know, they're up to no good. Or, oh, this person says, you call someone like, hey, do you want to go? They're like, oh, I'm sleepy. Oh, now they're lazy. And, you know, you take a little bit of the truth in there, and you come up with your own perception of a person, and all of a sudden that becomes a fact. And in many cases, once you sit and you actually talk to the person, it's sometimes far from it. I'll give you an example. The other day I met this gentleman. Okay, this is the second time I ran into him. Older gentleman, quite bearded. I ran into him and I was asking him to help me with something, and he was quite hurt and quite short with his responses. And I thought, oh, what a rude guy, you know, and spoke to him like 2 days later, and it was the complete opposite experience. And I mean, he spoke to me for almost like half an hour about the importance of achieving your goals and your dreams. And I personally couldn't believe it was the same person. Goes to show that we can't create our own truths based on just one interaction or just one tenet of someone's character or characteristic of that person, and expect that to be the entire truth of a situation or of a person. So I find that, that line between fact and fiction really is something that, you know, we have to be conscious of, even in our own lives, not to judge others by.
Right, definitely. Right. And I want to talk about, I want to ask you, this is kind of cute. You said you don't always respond to emails. Did you mean you don't know how to, or you just don't have time? Like,
oh, man,
I understand,
feel
you're very
so
busy.
Valerie, I'm so tardy with that. I always feel really bad when it's a shame. Like I said, part of me, I really think the best way to say it's like just a closet creative. You know, I make the songs. I don't want to go out there and people be like, hey, Bradley, what's up? And it happens sometimes. And then I feel like embarrassed by it, or I get emails. And by the time I write 15 drafts of how exactly I should respond to this person, it's like, no, I won't send it. It's been 6 months and I'm very ashamed of it. But yeah, that's true. Even recently, I guess with WhatsApp, someone sent me a message. I responded and they said, wow, you responded to me within less than 3 months. I feel really important today. I always feel horrible about it.
Well, at least you admitted via your song that, you know, you take them into the booth with you. So, hey, you'll get around to it. So kudos to you. Another thing that I definitely wanted to talk to you about was the fact that you said your engineer says to you, it's too hip-hop, it needs to be more pop. Do you find that you struggle with that because you're trying to express yourself and it may come across as hip-hop-ish, but I guess if you want to speak to a broader audience, then you have to be more pop-ish as opposed to expressive or, you know, just any way that you find that may link you to your original intent or origin. You know, people are like, oh, no, don't do that, because we have to consider other races and people and genres and so forth and so on. Yeah, can you explain that line? Like, what's your thought process?
Absolutely.
And what's your energy?
And I'm so grateful to you for saying that the song touched you and to appreciating the lyrics of the song, because I feel like way too often lyricism or someone being truly expressive to who they are is always put on a back burner just for something that can sell more or for something that's more catchy or funny or silly. And you said it perfectly. I can't say any better. Whereas, like, every time you, this is who I am as a person. If I were someone that was more instinctively pop, then that would be great. It would be no conflict because I would be being who I am, you know? But if I am instinctively someone who's more thoughtful and reflective, and I write that down in every single song I submit and being told, take out like half those words, like, just give us like stop, drop, pop. Let's have that. That's what's on right now. There's no space in the world for this. There really is a great measure of validation that I feel when you say to me, hey, your song really touched me today. And I'm happy that I didn't, you know, delete it or whatever and just do something that said, hey, drop, pop, kick a foot, let's have fun, you know? Because there's times for that. And there are artists that can do that very well. And if I'm in a great mood, maybe I can do that very well. But I don't think it should ever negate the authenticity of someone's feelings at the time. And when I wrote this, I was definitely feeling that I needed to live for me. And funny enough, when I submitted to him, he's like, this is just way too hip-hop. Why are we even recording this? Let's move on to something, you know, that can sell more, be have more fun with.
Mm-hmm. Wow, amazing. Yeah, and as you were saying that, I was picturing, which helps me segue into my next line, because I was thinking today about being a part of a dying breed, and that is people who, you know, have like this gratuitous spirit, right, you know, just free. And so I looked at the word free, because it's like not many of us are free. Like, we are in debt all the time. You almost feel like you're afraid to let anybody do anything for you. You're afraid to be yourself. You're afraid to think out loud. You're afraid to think outside the box. You know, just be you a lot of times, because you don't feel like walking through the fire or the condemnation that kind of accompanies it when you feel like you just, you know, you're not totally free because you got so many eyes on you all the time. And so I looked at the word, and Bradley, I really want, you know, gosh, time is flying by. I'm really enjoying this. This will probably be the second to the last question, because my time is up and I want to give you a moment to talk to Kango Kid, because that's very, very important. But I looked at the word free, right? And I compared the adjective versus the adverb. And as an adverb, it's like without cost or payment. That's free. That's the free that we know. My mom always told me nothing is ever free. You know what I'm saying? And then I look at the free as an adjective, and it says not under the control or in the power of another. Act or be done as one wishes. And I really want to applaud you. Again, ending this, because I know we got to get ready for Kango Kid, but I want to applaud you for setting yourself free. You know what I mean? Like saying, you know, to heck with everybody else. I'm going to live for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And it's a new journey for me also. It's like I listen to it and sometimes I go like, you have to fully take your own advice, because it's a new journey for me also. You know, you do something and then you're afraid someone will hear it and they'll judge it harshly, or judge you as a virtue of things you've said in the past, or things you, the expectation of you as a person or as an artist. And, you know, it's really important to be free. And, yeah, thank you. I accept that.
Yeah. So what do you want people to take away from this first portion of the interview? What do you want them to remember about you, Bradley, a.k.a. KMB, with the phenomenal story behind the name?
Yeah, I would like them to remember that I helped them to find their own freedom, you know, to really go out there and walk the path that's chosen for them, choose the path that they want, and to feel connected that the universe will give them the desires of their heart whenever they unlock the potential within and, you know, don't focus on the things that are trying to take away from them, but to actually be able to actualize their potential. That's what I would want people to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a different message for people here versus in Canada? Because people in Canada seem to have more of a free spirit. And I know that that's where you're going to school. Is that it? It just seemed not, you know what I'm saying? Like, Americans are so tight and tense at the time, and we're so concerned with so many things. But Canadians just seem to be a lot like my ancestry, you know. I'm Caribbean, and it's like we just, everything is irie. It's like we just cool and chill. And Americans are so tight, you know what I'm saying? And not that I negate the, you know, that side, my mother's side or whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. is there a different message? Is it the same for Canadians as it is for Americans?
Yeah, it's the same for everyone, honestly. We all have our own demons to fight. We all have our own struggles, and we all have our ways in which we're imprisoned. You know, be it to whatever our vices are. So, yeah, basically, I would really like us all to be able to find that freedom of expression and that freedom for yourself, you know. And, go ahead.
No, that's
Sorry,
it. Do you want to give any...
Go ahead.
You want to give any shout-outs to anybody? Because I'm going to cut this up in a... probably three segments because we want to get Philo the Great's segment, and then I want to introduce you to Rhonda Supreme, Free Agent Radio, a.k.a. the Rhonda Supreme Show, and then kid, that'll all be in one. So you want to give any shout-outs, then also let's just go on and get that social media before we cut to commercial break.
Sure. If I have to shout-out anyone, I have to shout-out my sisters, Queen Beatrice and Queen Victoria. They'll be very upset if I don't. Yeah. And of course, my management, the people I'm working with right now, Barry Knight, Peter Headley, and, you know, anyone that's been supportive of the journey. I have a team behind me that's been very supportive in terms of helping me to release a lot of the music that I've made. So shout outs go to my sisters, 100%. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And how can we find you on social media?
Well, I just reactivated my Facebook page today, so that's facebook.com/KMBForever. And, I'll be getting on there and really becoming more social with it. Yes.
All right.
So I can be found there.
Definitely. All right. So I want to go on and give a shout out to the other song Order because I will be playing it later on. But just give us a little backstory to that. I'm going to go on and play this applause because I got to find the commercials. And also, Rhonda, if you could go on and give Kango Kid a shout out because we are ready for him. Can you just give us a little backstory as to Order, because it's sort of like a, it's very, I don't know, spiritual, religious. It was different. It was very different.
The Order. Okay, so what The Order is about is actually, I've always been very fascinated with the whole Hegelian dialectic of trying to find a thesis and antithesis and a synthesis between everything. So what it was I actually went to a play once, like a show, and one of the artists came on and they wanted to be a tree, okay? And in it, they kind of said, like, I am a tree that does not grow with water, or something that they said that made me go, like, really? And I think it was along the lines of, what if my leaves were roots and my roots were leaves? And I was like, that's really, like, that's not the order of life. That's the opposite of what it really should be, you know? And then that got me thinking, and I was like, what if, you know, things were really the opposite of what they are? And that was the origin of the song, The Order. So I went home later, went to the studio, and, yeah, The Order was born.
Yeah.
So it's really a song
Awesome.
That just kind of,
awesome.
Yeah, it's really a song that just kind of explores the order.
Okay.
But not as you think it would. Yeah.
All right. And they can down that on where will we go? Are you on Spotify and all these other platforms? Where can people go to listen to it and download it and support you?
Well, right now that's being worked on. So I don't have that up and running as yet. It's just the Facebook page, facebook.com/KingBeeForever.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a SoundCloud for Odyssey Entertainment. So
gotcha.
Entertainment, SoundCloud, yeah. You'll find it there.
Well, thank you so much, Bradley. This was fun.
Valerie,
definitely.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, I had a really, really good time. I hope you enjoyed this first portion. And definitely, keep me in your thoughts and prayers, because I want to be as free as your song suggests. Definitely that. So what I want to do right now is cut to commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to join by Kingo Kid. And I hope you got your questions ready, Bradley, because he's a very deep person, very deep, very deep, articulate, well-versed, professional artist / entrepreneur / ... you name it. But anyway, yeah, so let's get ready, and I'll just see you on the other side.
Are you a dope go-getter like a stylist, model, beauty expert, or independent artist doing your thing? If so, Fashion Life and Tea is looking for you. All you have to do is email us at info@fashionlifeandtea.com for a chance to be on our podcast. To learn more about who we are and what we do, you can check out our blog at fashionlifeandtea.com.
Everyone's nervous on a first date, but with my situation, it's even scarier. I want to be open and honest, but some things are almost impossible to talk about. Then I discovered starttodate.com.
With starttodate.com, I found a partner that I can tell anything to and not be afraid or feel like I'm hiding things. I never dreamed I could be this happy.
Stop worrying and start dating with starttodate.com, where relationships begin with honesty and trust. Download the app at starttodate.com.
Are you ready to make money? Lincoln Heritage Life Insurance Company is seeking agents in Indiana, Florida, Ohio, and Virginia. Contact Ebony Fire at 216-224-5311 for details.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Big Explosives. I'm Valerie Denise Jones, valeriedenisejones.com, or hashtag valeriedenisejones.com. Just had a wonderful interview with Bradley, a.k.a. KMB. Please make sure that you go to his Facebook page and show support. So this time, what I would like to do, because this is one of the men of the hour, we got 347-598, 347-598. How are you doing? Hello, hello.
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Hey. How's the weather? How's everything?
I'm good. Weather's, they're talking about it's going to snow out here later tonight. So, yeah, I used to be a kid that enjoyed that. Now as an adult that has the shovel, I'm not really a fan.
Yes. So tell our listening audience, you know, who you are, because I don't want to read the wiki version, of course, because quite often it's not up to date.
Okay.
But, yeah, let us love on you and tell us what you've been up to.
All right. Well, for those who don't know, I am a member of one of the first nationally recognized rap groups. That group was called UTFO, made popular by a song called Roxanne, Roxanne in the mid-'80s. I am one of the lead members. My name is Kingo Kid. many firsts in hip hop. So when you say pioneer, it absolutely resonates over here. You know, the first to do so many things, first dancers ever saw a rap group, first rap group at the Apollo Theater, first Haitian American in hip hop, first product endorsed hip hop artist. The list goes on. That's who I am, what I've done, hip hop legend, to sum it up.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man, that's really good. I am really excited that you're here. Thank you so much for putting up with my crap. Definitely want to give you an applause. Thank you. Yes, because this is so last minute, and I apologize because I know you've got a life. But thank you,
to
Rhonda Supreme. Yeah.
Now, when Rhonda hollers at me, when Rhonda hollers, I do as I'm told. She knows this.
Yes, right? Exactly. I feel the same way. And whatever Rhonda says goes, definitely. She is under God. So, Kengo, I want to introduce you to Bradley, a.k.a. KNB. So I'm just going to kind of step back and give you guys a few minutes. I know you've only got about 10, 15 minutes, you know, with us, but I'd like to at this time give you guys a chance to talk, and you can share your professional experiences and, you know, give him some pointers and, you know,
what have you.
But KNB,
sure. How you doing,
Kengo Kid.
How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. I am fine, sir. How about yourself?
I'm good. No complaints. Who would listen anyway?
Mr. Untouchable. Yes, sir. Valerie would listen.
So talk to me, bro. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. So basically, I am just new in the industry. I have spent a lot of time first trying to convince my friends that I could actually rap. Make rap music, and then I spent a lot of time recording some songs. Got about, you know, 20, 25 songs just stashed away somewhere, and now here I am, having convinced myself to start to release them and see where that goes. But as someone that's brand new into the industry, I have no idea where do I go next. I'm artistic, so I've been able to pull the music together, and now it's time for the next step. So what are some of the pitfalls you think I should look out for? And what are some of the things you think I should do that would definitely ensure my success?
Well, I will say that the industry has changed a lot from when I entered and when I reigned. One of the things that has not changed is belief in your work. In order to make other people believe how good you are at what you do, you have to believe it first. So if you don't come in there with that, you can forget it. So as for what do you do from this point on, this is something else that doesn't change. As an entertainer, every forum is a stage. Wherever you are on stage. You've got to remember that. There is no moment in which I'm off stage now. That doesn't happen, especially with today's time in which everyone has a weapon called a camera phone. You will always be on stage no matter what you do. If you burp wrong, it's going to be posted. You know what I mean? So, so you've got to take advantage of wherever it is that you are. Utilize wherever you are as a stage to let whomever know that you are present, you are on, you're ready to do whatever is needed to let everyone know that you're as good as you believe. So just keep your consistency and your courage and your skills sharpened. That would be my only advice. And there's so many avenues in which you can do that. I mean, of course, with all the social media stuff that exists, you definitely take advantage of that. And, you know, any venue, man. I mean, honestly, when I say any venue, even church. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go to church. While you're in there, you let them know what you do. And have something prepared in the event that someone says, hey, you know, come up on stage. Come up here and, you know, in the altar and say something to everyone. Have something ready for that. You know what I mean? Everything is a stage. So just be prepared to utilize it.
Sure. Now, in terms of music and everything, growing up, did you always know that this is what you wanted to do? or is it something that you kind of stumbled upon and recognized you were good at and kind of, you know, happened to be successful with it? I find that when I do a lot of research, I see a lot of people say, oh, I didn't even really think I didn't want to be a rapper. I just put out a song and it was fantastically received. So what about you?
There's a yes and no answer to that question. Yes, I knew.
Okay.
I knew I always wanted to be an entertainer. That I always knew. I was 8 years old, was watching artists such as, you know, artists like Tom Jones, the Jackson 5, the Silvers, Shields and Yarnell, you know, watching Soul Train. These are all things that I watched. Television was my babysitter. So, all my teachers, you know, my classroom and so on. And so I studied everything on that. And at the early age of 8, I said I wanted to be an entertainer. So I was writing songs and singing in the mirror or wherever it is that I, you know, that I'm at. I, you know, showed the world that I'm looking forward to being an entertainer. Unfortunately, at that time, hip hop did not exist. So as I said, I wanted to be an artist. So I wanted to be an entertainer. No, I did not say I wanted to be a rapper. That fell on my lap, because when hip hop began to surface, I realized that all the songs that I was writing, I can easily do this rap thing, because I can just take all the lyrics that I've written and just say them on beat versus singing them in a melodic structure. I didn't have to sing them.
Right.
I could just say them. So, yes, I knew I wanted to be an entertainer. No, I didn't know I wanted to be a hip hop artist. And I later became that and utilized that to show the world that I can do other things. I can write songs. I can sing songs. I compose songs and use that to show the world that I can do other things as well. So that's the yes or no food to that answer.
Okay.
Yes, I knew I was going to be an artist. I knew I always wanted to do this and did this. But no, I did not know that hip hop was going to be my intro to doing those things.
Okay. Were there any, like, mistakes or pitfalls you made along the way that you wish you just did not make, that you would say to me, make sure you don't make that same mistake?
Absolutely, there were mistakes. Again, as a pioneer, it is our job. Mm-hmm. You know, the way that I describe it is it took for cats like us to get robbed for these cats today to get paid.
Right.
So yes, we made a lot of mistakes. I remember one mistake I made in terms of the media. Like, you know, I have a high school education, so I never went to college or anything. And so I spoke the way my hood spoke. And I realized as I'm watching myself on television or hearing myself, you know, recording of an interview, I'm like, you know, I could sound better than that. I mean, I don't have to sound that way. And so I taught myself to speak better. And and understanding the industry, one time I did an interview, and the reporter asked me, it was a magazine interview actually, and the person interviewing me asked all of us, what kind of girls you like, you know, like describe your type of woman. And so everyone described, you know, what they would like in a woman. And so when it got to me, I said, well, you know, I like my women obedient. And everyone started laughing. And I said, I'm just joking. And then I described, you know, my ideal woman. Well, the article came out, and all it addressed is that Kango Kid loves his women obedient. And that's all it said.
Right.
And I caught flack for that for months. Every time I did an interview at another city and another radio station, and was like, so we understand you like your women obedient. Would you like to describe, you know, explain that? And so I learned even from that point that I have to watch myself and what I say and how much power it is that I have in my words. And so on. So yeah, I made a lot of mistakes in this industry. And, you know, I learned from them, but it became a situation that, as far as us being the first, we took a few steps, you know, like one step forward and two step backwards every time we made a mistake, you know. So we test the waters for everyone else to be successful and make less mistakes because we made the mistakes for them.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Question completely unrelated. Greatest boxer of all time would be?
I'm sorry, repeat. I didn't hear you.
The greatest boxer of all time.
Greatest boxer of all time would be? Oh, man. I'm going to say Muhammad Ali.
All right.
Muhammad Ali. And I'm going to say Tyson.
Yeah, I like Tyson. And much like you said, his ability to one day just say to the world that he's going to be better and really claim and redeem himself publicly from, you know, his heyday when he was fighting, and to be able to grow into this gentleman that people love now and really rehabilitate his image. I really do admire that about Tyson.
You know, I love the fact that he delivered. You know what I mean? He let everyone know, I'm coming in there, I'm going to knock you the hell out. And it wasn't talk. He walked in there and did exactly what he said. In most cases, he did it during the first round, which was annoying because it came to be a fight. You know what I mean? But you can't be mad at the fact that the dude delivered. And he was from my neighborhood. He was from Brooklyn. You know, so I love seeing my hometown dude going out there and representing and so on. So that would be, you know, my top. I probably got, you know, one or two more. You know, Sugar Ray Leonard was no joke as well. You know what I mean? So
I love you too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So last question for me in terms of going about it. In terms of inspirations, like, did you have any particular inspiration that what was your muse when you were creating your music? And did you ever lose your muse, and were you able to still go ahead and create good music after, if that ever occurred for you?
Well, the first part of that is my inspiration. My early inspiration, as I shared with you, was, you know, Tom Jones, Jackson 5, the Osmond Brothers, you know, Donnie and Marie, you know, the Silvers, Shields and Yarnell. So those are my early inspirations in wanting to be on stage and wow an audience. As I got more into hip hop, then my inspiration became Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, the Cold Crush Brothers, Fearless Four. These are acts, Treacherous Three. These are acts that I looked up to coming into the business. And, you know, before it became this multi-billion dollar industry that it is today, I would go to a club called Harlem World, and I was allowed to go into the club with my boombox, in which I would see these artists performing, and I would record their shows. And the purpose of me recording that is that was my homework. I would take those cassettes back home, play it, you know, and analyze it, review it, study. And my goal was to be as good as those guys and then to work on being better. So those were my inspirations then. In terms of having your mojo and losing it, that happens. You know, you will get your writer's block, or you'll feel at some point, you know, it's not what it was anymore. I believe every artist has gone through that, especially any legendary artist, because there's a bridge between being currently successful and becoming a legend. And that bridge, that gap between it, is when you are washed up. Everyone goes through that washed up phase where no one's heard anything from you for a while, and you fell off, and you're wondering, you know, well, what do I do now? Do I try to sound like what's going on today? Will they accept me if I'm not a teenager anymore, as an adult trying to sing these teenage songs? And you go through that phase where you're trying to find yourself before you become that legend, you know, that immortalized individual. So yes, of course, I went through that as well. I remember the first person to ever call me a legend was Flavor Flav. And when he said it to me, he was at his birthday party, and it was around a lot of other celebrities at his party. And he said, "Oh man, can't go get the legend." And I didn't know how to receive that, because I felt like, you know, when you call a fat person slim, "Hey, Slim, what's going on?" I'm like, "Okay, look, you know, like, cut that out, Flav. You know, it was funny the first time you said it. You don't have to say it again." And he was like, "Nah, man, I'm serious, man. A lot of people are inspired by you, and I was even inspired by you." And so he was going on, and I realized he was serious, but the word legend just didn't sit on me well. So it took me a while to understand that, you know, a lot of people were inspired by me, and that title is earned because of what I did X amount of years ago. And so I say that to say that transition exists with everyone. So you do feel like at some point you lost your mojo.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
I will let me be the first or maybe the last or the middle to say that you are a legend today. I just hope that someone's around.
I accept the title. I totally accept the title today. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I definitely want to second that motion. So what I want to do, just in case we forgot anything, thank you so much. Those are some really, really good questions, Bradley. I was really, really impressed. Thank you so much for doing that. I learned a lot about him.
I wanted to know. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Thank you. So while I am in this mood, in this spirit, I want to introduce you to Philo the Great, who is the reason K&B is with us today. And then I also let you love on Rhonda before we let you go. If you've got like two or three more minutes, Kengo, is that okay that we open up the mic and allow you to say hello to these other people?
Sure, I'll say hello, but yeah, I got to bounce. But yes, let me do the hello thing.
All right. So Philo the Great, welcome, welcome. You are live.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? It's Philo the Great.
What's going on? How are you?
Hey, that was great banter you all just had. Great advice, man. That was great. Big up. Salute.
Thank you.
And also, the woman of the hour, Ms. Rhonda Supreme. Come on in. You are live from the view mic.
Well, thank you. She said the woman of the hour. I listen. Yeah. Let me tell you, K&B was the man of the hour. I am so impressed. So impressed. You are so young, but so wise. And thank you, Kengo, for the great advice.
Of course. You know I'm always here for you, girls. You know this.
I know, and me as well for you, absolutely. But that conversation was amazing. I think got a lot out of that. Anybody who's listening, that was very good advice. Thank you. Great questions, K&B.
Yeah.
So Rhonda, stand by, Tango, go on and give us your contact information so that we know how to support you. And if you've got anything you want to promote, you can do so at this time.
Okay, well, I love getting hit on Instagram, so please, all of my friends, my followers, fans, hip-hop enthusiasts, please hit me, Yo Kango on Instagram, that is YOKANGOL, Yo Kango, hit me, and I wish everyone success, for real, I really do.
Thank you, all right. Definitely give your daughter a big old cyber hug from us. We appreciate you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of the day. Thank you for your time, legend.
All right, I'm out. We'll talk soon. You guys take care.
All right,
thank you. All right, much love.
All right, so Rhonda, what I want you to do, because after we take a break, first let me check on K&B. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great. I'm having a great time. Thanks for having me.
All right. Awesome. So, Rhonda, for the next 7 minutes, then, until we take a break and then turn him over to Philo the Great, because Philo the Great has a wonderful show that he's going to do. It's going to take us through, you know, the end of the show. So we're going to play order. But right now I'd like to give you a chance to just kind of warm up to him. I know that you guys have an official interview either tomorrow or next Wednesday. Yeah. So let me just give you a chance to cheat just a little bit and get to know him so I can help spread
the love
as well. Yeah, so there you go. I'll let you guys have the room.
Our warm introduction to each other, K&B. I am so, so impressed with just the way you think and the music you presented at the beginning of the show. Valerie played that wonderful song, the mixture of old school and new school, and the words just blew me away. I mean, they really did. I mean, you're so insightful. They touched on so many different points on how to accept yourself and how to love yourself and don't worry about what other people think. I mean, where does that come from in you? I mean, it's amazing.
Well, a lot of it is, telling either stories from my life or telling stories from those that I know
unfortunately, in the second verse, I talk about this girl that I met that, you know, she really wanted to just impress her husband, you know, and he wanted these different things out of her, you know, the fake butts and everything. That's the hot topic right now.
Right.
And she went ahead and she did that. And it's true, like, when she actually saved for the surgery and got the anesthetic for it, she got a better butt, but she lost her eyesight. And hearing her tell me that story and talking it through, yeah, you know, it was a real reminder that, you know, she was happy living for herself, but because she tried to live for someone else, you know, the consequences are really dire. And not saying that happens every single time, of course not.
It happens.
And, you know, it was a story that I thought needed to be told and needed to be heard by others, because, you know, someone else may be able to say, well, maybe the risk isn't worth it and I'm happy with me, or I'll find someone that's happy with me, or I'll start by being happy
That is true. And that's exactly what I got from so much that you said. Just being content and confident in yourself solves many problems. It does, because we were talking a little bit about, and I heard Valerie mention worrying about what other people think. But if you're confident in yourself and you love yourself, that doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter what people feel about your music and what you should be doing and what somebody should look like. If you're happy and you love yourself, none of that matters. And honestly, when I was thinking about the conversation that you had with Valerie earlier in the program, people who want to point out faults and problems with other people actually have a problem with themselves. It's their own self-esteem, their own unhappiness that causes them to do that. They're not really upset with anything that you're doing. They're not really upset with your music. They're not upset with the way you look. They're unhappy with themselves. And we should never take it personally, never. You know, just do what you have to do. Do your music and, you know, engage in your own artistry, your own likes and hobbies in your own life, and don't take personally what other people say about it at all. You really should not. That's why I love, love, love your conversation and your music. You are somebody that I definitely want to follow. And you're into hip-hop. You know, I am an administrator for Team Hip-Hop out of New York, so we need to talk. We need to definitely talk. You know, I'm on a committee for the Universal Hip Hop Museum now, and there's a lot of events that are going to be going on. And, you know, maybe we could meet up. You know, I know you're in Canada right now, but I'm sure you travel.
Yeah.
So
that would be fantastic.
Opportunity could arise. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Definitely. So we're going to have our own interview, and I'm going to be probably just delving more into what you have coming up. Music-wise and also show-wise, I don't know. Have you done any shows recently in the U.S.? I know you've done a lot of shows in the Caribbean, which was outside of the country.
No, I haven't done anything in the U.S. or anything like that, but, you know.
Okay.
I'll get it. Whatever.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Whatever the universe has and we can we'll do. Sure.
Yeah, well, the music that you present and give us, I could see its usefulness in so much that we do, because we promote, I would say togetherness, we promote anti-violence, we promote love with Team Hip Hop, and we give people career options within the music industry and dance, music, dance, health and nutrition and things like that. Anything to make the community better. So I could see you involved in that, definitely. So we definitely need to talk more about that outside of the interview and outside of the programming. But, yeah, we're happy to see young people like you delivering music like that, and it's so thoughtful and insightful. So we do appreciate you, definitely. So everybody out there, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm sorry. What I was about to say is that everybody who's listening, make sure you tune into Rhonda Supreme. My page is on the Grind with Rhonda Supreme on Facebook. I'm at Rhonda Supreme on all social media. So just keep a lookout for when we're going to have the interview, because we're going to get into more of a conversation about it. But like I said, I can see you definitely being a part of some of our programs and events. Definitely, Candy.
Thank you.
Yes.
And, yeah, definitely, Candy, take that very, very serious, because she's surrounded by a lot of legends and Grammy Award winners and just hip-hop, just everything hip-hop, hip-hop, all those other genres.
Hip-hop, hooray.
Yes, like I said, yes. She's out there in that area. So, yeah, Fumo definitely did a great thing expanding his circle. You know, a lot of things he's got going on, Boss Radio Live, which is our partnership. And then, you know, Rhonda, and like I said, she's linked to so many things, as well as the hip-hop museum. So definitely take heed to everything that she said, and we're going to continue loving on you because we want to support you, and we definitely want to get that message out. So I don't want you to change your energy, or if anybody to ask you to change your energy in the name of art. Yeah, so there we are. But, yeah, thank you, Rhonda. If you don't have any – I mean, do you have anything else that you'd like to say to him before
no,
we cut the commercial
just
break?
No, just that I'm excited.
And turn him over to
I'm
Phillip.
Excited. Yeah, no, looking forward to our interviews. Definitely. I'm pleasantly surprised, but I should have known. CeeLo always has great artists to present to us, and Valerie, your show gives us brand new experiences with different artists and other people as well. So I'm surprised, but not really. I was just really taken aback from this young man who has so much wisdom. So I'm happy and I'm looking forward.
Yeah, definitely. You do sound young. How old are your age range? And a lot of you don't.
Yeah,
like
I'm gonna be
age.
22 forever. 22 forever.
I like that.
Yeah, I love that. All right, so at this time, what I'd like for you to do, please, is go on an intro order, the order. I keep saying order, but the order. Give us a little, story. And I know there's like a what's going on in the first 10 seconds? Because there's like a silence there. Is it? Are we praying or?
I love that about it. Just having to wait for the song. And again, it was not necessarily a slap in the face too, but definitely my being rebellious to the engineer who always wanted like the pop music and everything to land immediately and be jumpy and catchy. I was like, take this instrumental, enjoy this instrumental, enjoy the music behind it. And then I start. So everybody check out The Order. Really, it's just about looking at everything in the reverse. Things that should grow, what happens if they don't? Things that should flourish, what happens if they do? You know, it's really about playing with the order of life. And so check out the song, T&B, The Order.
Yes. I thought that was me, but yeah, I just got a text message. There is an echo. I thought that was my earphone. Oh, man, I hope that this isn't ruin the audio. But, yeah, we're just going to keep it going because I do hear somewhat of an echo, and I hope that I'll be able to address
okay.
that somehow. Ali, I see you guys. We got quite a few people who have joined us. I don't know all the numbers, but I do recognize the 858 number. So thank you, and I see LA is in the building. Thank you so much for joining us. And to the others, I am not ignoring you. It's just I don't know all the numbers by heart. But, yeah, so go on. I think you just gave us everything that we need to know about the order, correct? So I guess we'll just play it. So, again, guys, I guess for 10 seconds we will kind of just join each other silently, praying in silence. We'll have a spiritual, engagement here for the first 10 seconds until the song starts. All right, The Order. Thank you.
shadow exist in the dark? Does the shadow exist in the dark? Does the shadow exist? Cause I'm feeling lightheaded from the things that brought me freedom in the start. And your love could even be crueler. I lost the will of pursuing you. The nightmares having an idea of having a rear view of seeing Lucifer in your dreams. Start thinking, what does it mean? Am I crucified? Does it do or die? Is it you or I? Is it true even when you just repeat the lie? And the order of things aren't the same. Like the flower that dies when it rains. The idea that didn't stem from the brain. Feeling joy when you should feel pain. Or I'm insane. And if life or death were in the power of the tongue, I'd be rich with nothing else to gain. Instead I'm ashamed, lost and in pain. And my sins are too much to name. My body feels good, but my spirit complains. And all my potential is circling the drain. The order of life. What is wrong? It's right. What is dark? It's light. What is broken? Takes flight.
Did the Socrates commit suicide? And Malcolm X support homicide? And Goebbels generated genocide? So why the hell can't I save my side? When the light of the sun turned to darkness? I believe that's out there regardless. I watch you drown when I'm swimming in the darkness. And be baptized when I'm swimming in silence. To a heart that's heartless. And a mind that's thoughtless. Malice is my only accomplice. Ah! There's my catharsis. There's my catharsis. There's my catharsis.
Does the shadow exist in the dark?
Welcome back, Commander.
Welcome, everybody. This is your boy, Philo the Great, the hip-hop hero. I just got through listening to that track, The Order, and I must say it is very, 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 very unique, K&B. Shouts out to the host, Valerie Denise Jones, Rhonda Supreme. Shouts out to the Kango Kid who stopped through. And shouts out to all the listeners out there, right here at home and international, that's listening with us and enjoying the interview with our guest, K&B himself. So, K&B, are you still with us, my brother?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I have enjoyed this interview. I can't wait, like Rhonda, to interview you myself on Boss Radio Live, where we will get more in depth. We will get more into the music. We're going to find out more of your goals with the music. I heard you mention during the interview you are more of a closet creator, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
with this closet creator, I want to tap more into that. Would you say that your aspirations is to be more of a ghostwriter, more of a person who has his music in movies, film, television, opposed to being a performing artist, an artist who's on tour all the time, has to shake hands, kiss babies, sign autographs, sign books, do things like that and interact with the public more often. So with that closet creator, can you just give us a little bit, not too much, but just a little bit, because we don't want to give it all away before you step on Boss Radio Live.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, like me personally, I think that it changes often. So when I started out, definitely I wanted to be the artist. Definitely I wanted to be, you know, on stage and performing and, you know, there next to Jay-Z and Kanye and everybody that was big in the industry. But I think as I got more comfortable in terms of not chasing a dream that I saw from others, but more what I wanted for myself, I want to be a creative. I want to be able to sit down and write these words and touch people, but I also would like to be able to provide for my family. And so basically, which I don't have yet, but which I'm looking forward to being able to afford, you know? And so when I think about the music right now, it's about being able to express myself and being able to provide. And the way that I see that would be getting the music into movies, getting it into soundtracks for different TV shows, different movies,
that's the way I kind of see stuff going, things going for me right now. But again, I'm very open and very accepting of anything the universe offers me.
Right, right. Understood, understood. So with that being said, my man, with that being said, where do you see you going? Like, what are you, like, are you writing for that in particular? Are you writing for movies? Are you writing for television? Or are you just capturing the thoughts that come to your head?
Capturing the thoughts that come to my head. That's where I'm currently residing at the moment. I'm not necessarily writing with any show in mind or any movie in mind, but just trying to write on the universal themes and stuff that I really still want to explore. You know, I started writing a short manuscript for a book recently, just things to, you know, sharpen my creative skills. That's really what I'm about right now, and growing as much as I can as an artist. And then taking all the songs, taking all the material, and seeing where it leads.
Okay, so I want to play a little game with you right quick. This will allow the listeners out there to get to know you. Not no shade, none of our listeners out there, no shade. We just know a lot of you don't read, so this is a chance for you all to get to know K&B right quick. Just right quick. We're just going to play a game, and I'm just going to ask you a question. You just give me the answer, right? I'm just going to give you two choices. Mm-hmm. You just give me one of the two choices, and we'll just keep going. All right?
Let's do it. Yes,
so, all right. Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
All right. Apple juice or orange juice?
Orange juice for sure.
Hip-hop or R&B?
Hip hop.
Coffee or tea?
Herbal tea, different teas, every day a different tea.
A good movie or good book?
Good movie. That's over quicker.
Okay. Married, single.
Me personally, or what I want to be?
Personally, right now.
Oh, single.
Okay. Let's see, and we'll give you one more. Let's see, one more. Gold, platinum.
Platinum.
There it is. Well, there you have it, people. All our listeners out there, just a quick way to get to know K&B. He just lets you know he drinks different teas all the time. It's definitely orange juice. He does prefer bacon over sausage all day long. He prefers a good movie over a good book. Why? Because the movie is over quicker. So these things right here, just that little game, will give you a little insight on KB. Now you got to tune in to the Rhonda Supreme Show, Free Agent Radio, and to Boss Radio Live, right here on Big Head Media, to get to know more in-depth story on our special guest today, Mr. K&B. Hey, bro, listen, man, I really appreciate you, bro, stopping through. At this time, I want to give you the floor right now, man, to go ahead and, let the people know, man, a closing remark, a final statement, a famous quote. Just give the people some. You already gave some powerful words. I just would like for you to give the people, you know, just you know, put some icing on the cake. You got it. Let's get it. Go.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, what I would want people to always do is, you know that it's not always about the money. It's always about being persistent, going after your dreams. The money will come. Everything will follow. The greatest inspiration that I have, Muhammad Ali. It's my first memory of television and having that belief and seeing someone else, you know, give it all up, pursue their dream, decide at 12 years old that they could be the greatest, follow through on that, have it all taken away. You know, go through so much animosity, but still be loved and revered the world over. we can all do the same thing. We can all choose our dream from young. We can all know what we want to accomplish. We can all be the greatest in our own rights, going after everything that we want to make sure we achieve. So let's all do it, because the world is definitely big enough for each of us to reach our full potential. So that's it for me.
Love. It's real talk, my brother. Real talk.
Yes, sir.
I want to let the listeners know you can find his music on SoundCloud at, and please correct me, I don't want to torture this, but is it, but Barkaija Publishing, that's Barkaija Publishing. So go to SoundCloud,
yes.
Go to SoundCloud to Barkaija Publishing. And that's where you can find K and D's music. He has music on that page. So y'all go there, listen to it, comment, subscribe, like it if you like it. But leave him a comment. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure he can use the feedback and allow that feedback to, use it as growth. Because that's what it's there for. Any type of constructive criticism, any type of feedback is only there to help us grow and reach another level. So, my brother, man, I really appreciate you coming through. Can you tell the people, man, how they can reach you as far as your social media? I already know how to get your music, but go ahead and throw your social media out there. You got it. Let's get it. Go.
The publishing is Barkaija Publishing, Barkaija Publishing, you're correct. You can also get me on Facebook at facebook.com/KNBForever. You can check me out there for sure. And that's where you'll be able to get in contact with me. If it's on Instagram that you want to follow, FlyByBrad, FlyByBrad, FlyByBrad. It's fine. I'm on Instagram also, recently joined. And, you can get in contact with me at any of those mediums on social media. Yep. So looking forward to interacting with everyone. Yep.
Yes, indeed. And I appreciate you taking time out of your day, man. I know you out there in Canada. I know it's cold. I believe right now it's about, 6:20? Almost 6:20 in Canada?
It's 6:20. I thought you were going to say you believe it's minus 11 degrees, feeling like minus 21. But, okay, it's 6:20.
Right. So it's 6:20 and it's very cold. So, man, I appreciate you stopping through. I'm going to go ahead turn it back over.
Don't let him go. Do you have a few more minutes to spend with us, Bradley? Because I want to introduce you to someone based on something that you had in your bio. And then I also have one more question. Philip, I don't want to interrupt, but I do want to catch him before you let him go.
No, right now I am tossing the alley hoop back to you. You got it. Let's get it. Go.
Thank you. I just want to do this out of the courtesy. This is CeeLo's applause, so I'm going to give it to both of you. This is the one CeeLo loves, absolutely loves.
Thank you.
You're so silly. Anyway, but yeah, you're doing such a great job. Thank you for being a trooper. I appreciate you, and thank you, CeeLo, for that interview. At this time, what I'd like to do, Bradley, is I'd like to introduce you to someone, again, based on something that you wrote in your bio. And this person was named after Muhammad Ali. I wanted to introduce you to him.
Really?
And just so that this person knows, his name is Ali. And in your bio, you wrote, well, at the end of your bio, it introduces something that I think is very profound and fitting for the moment. Bradley has a strong drive for success. This drive is a reflection of his idol, boxing legend Muhammad Ali, whose desire to be the greatest brought him not only immeasurable personal and professional success, but also global recognition. Bradley hopes to repeat this success by being a motivator for others with his life story and aims to inspire greatness in all who come into contact with him. Now, the reason why I want to introduce you to this person is because, again, he was named after this person. Welcome, welcome, Ali, to the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I didn't know you was going to open my mic, but I had to sit here and represent, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, if Philo going to pass you an alley-oop, you know, I'm going to give you an assist.
Yes. Well, meet Ali. Again, he's a part of the Legends bloodline, I guess, so to speak, in a roundabout way. I'd like for you to have an opportunity to talk to each other for a quick sec before we break. We're going to break here in about 5 minutes. But Ali, have you enjoyed the show and did you learn a lot about this person over in Canada who's freezing his butt off at 6:20 at night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if anybody's freezing at any time of the night, you know what I'm saying, I got nothing but love for them. You know what I mean? If I could, you know, I'd send you a mink or a fur coat, but, you know, I don't want to kill no animals to do it. So, you know, I'd rather give you a velour or something.
You have that
no,
velour.
I love you,
though,
man.
I swear we got to find you some velour. Somebody's got to find you.
Yeah, no, but I appreciate, you know, everything that's being said. You know, like I said, you know, people at this time of day, you know, they ain't thinking about too much of positivity because they stuck at work, stressed out, you know, waiting to get off as soon as they get there. So when you got people like us that can call the radio show in the middle of the day and give some positivity, hopefully some folks is at work listening, you know, hold on. You know, you got a job. Don't complain because if they take that job from you, you're going to be mad.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Speaking of mad, angry. Oh, I was taken aback. You threw me off so much when you just yelled in the middle of that song order. And I was like, what? It just threw me. And I'm gonna play a little funny soundbite for you. I'm known for my funny soundbites. But yeah, I'm used to this kind of
thing.
Let me stop. But anyway, I'm used to the Tarzan yell. Yeah, you just screamed. Was that like passion? What was that? Like,
it was my catharsis.
Unique.
It
Definitely
was just
unique.
A way to, yeah, it was just a way to release everything. Like, there was no more words left to say. It just get it all out.
Wow. Yeah. Like a Canadian woosah, right? Like a woosah.
Yeah, like a woosah.
Gotcha. Now, are you originally from Canada? Because I hear an accent. It's definitely like Canadian. I don't think so. But where are you originally?
No.
Where's the accent from? And how'd you end up in
Canada? I am originally from Barbados.
Okay. Look at you.
Yeah.
We might be cousins or something. Yep. Look at that.
We might be. I mean,
yeah.
I keep up all that time and
all this island love on the phone. Definitely. 22.
Yes,
do you even know what velour is? Like, seriously, do you know what that is?
I'll Google it.
Okay, there you go. I thought, shoot, I had to almost Google it. You said velour, and I first thought of the that's Ali's favorite fabric. And he's looking for a jumpsuit in the velour fabric. So we're on a hunt. We're on a hunt to make that wish come true. Yeah. So thank you so much. You spent, oh my gosh, you are quite a trooper. You hung up, you did it, you know, you went through, you answered all our questions. You let us give you coffee, tea, or orange juice, apple juice, and all this other great stuff. Yeah, mad applause to you. So yeah, go on and give us that contact information one more time, and then Philip, tell us where we can find that music. And how we can reach you. And I think we're going to wrap after we get some cyber love from Ali over there on Facebook. So, one more time, what's your social media?
It's going to be facebook.com/KMBForever. And then my personal Instagram page is flybybrad, FlyByBrad. That's on Instagram. And then there's Barkaiza Publishing, which is BAR. KAIJA Publishing on SoundCloud.
and you can find the music there. So those are the three ways you can contact me. And, yeah, I look forward to it. Valerie, it's been an honor, and I really appreciate you having me on today and the validation, you know, and the appreciation you've shown for the lyrics and allowing me to express myself and accepting that expression of myself. And I appreciate that more than
Definitely.
You ever can imagine. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. And make sure you share that with your manager and tell him we said thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate him. One last thing I forgot. I think I forgot to mention this. I wanted to ask you, does a shadow exist in the dark? What's the answer?
It's different for different people. It's really up to your interpretation.
Right.
Yeah.
Now tell people why I asked you that. Tell them why I asked you that. No, that's a question. I mean, a request. So tell people why I asked you that. Where does that come from?
Say one more time.
Tell people why I asked you, does a shadow exist in the dark? It would be more authentic if it came from you. But tell the listening audience why I asked you if a shadow exists in the dark.
Why did you ask me?
Yes. All right, well,
you
I'll
want
help
me
you.
To talk?
Yeah, okay. I thought it was a line in your song.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's
literally a line in my song, and I've actually asked that to. No. I understand. What I'm saying is, I've actually asked that to a lot of people. Like, the answer for me personally, is no.
Yeah.
But what I recognized was when I asked that to a lot of people, people actually like I really got like a divided response. A lot of people were like, yeah. Depends on, like, my thoughts. Is it my fears? Is it my dreams? Is it my aspirations? Is that what it is? Because they exist even though I give no breath or no life to them. And then a lot of other people were, like, also like, well, if it's the dark, then there's no shadow. Or is the dark the shadow? And that's when I realized that it really was up to the interpretation of the listener. But the answer for me was no. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Do you have an answer?
I'm going to ponder. Yeah, I'll think on that because I really wanted to hear your interpretation. Because I'm still stuck on, does a tree make a sound when it falls in the forest? You know, I'm still on that one. I'll get back to you, definitely. That'll give me a reason to continue on this journey with you. But deep, 22, so young.
My favorite line of that entire song is the idea that doesn't stem from the brain. Because, you know, like the brain stem, idea, and idea. I love that line. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, you're really deep. Big up to your parents, man. They raised you right. So that's really good. Good, good. Because you got so many monsters running around here nowadays with no purpose, no focus, no nothing. They just, just like, my favorite, this is my favorite game. I play a lot of sound bites, so excuse me. But, a lot of the young people to me are just running around like this. Let me see if you know this sound bite, and then we're going to let you go. Do you know that?
Definitely Pac-Man. Must be Pac-Man.
Hey,
Pac-Man.
Look at you. Kindred spirits. I love it. Definitely one of my favorite games on the planet. I swear I love that thing. It's on every device. And I'm trying to get this little tabletop one because, anyway, that took me back. But thank you so much, Bradley. Thank you, thank you, thank you, KNB.
Oh,
and I can't wait to find out the story behind that.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure. Thanks for shout out to Kango Kid and CeeLo the Great and everyone that I spoke to today.
And Ali.
Yes.
So thank you.
I'm right here.
Thank you for that.
You want me to say something? Ali on Facebook, Guy Ratman on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all, man. Hugs. You know what I'm saying? If you got to punch somebody, make sure you, when you put them to sleep, you give them a seat so they can sit down so they don't fall and hit the concrete.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Indeed.
Yeah, so go on and take us out. And, again, thank you so much, Bradley. I'm going to go, and, we're going to play I'm going to add this to my playlist somehow. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll have to add it into my Spotify account. But, yeah, I think I'm going to play Who Do You Live For? Yeah, go on
We need Kane and B to get a drop. Hey, Kane and B, you think you can get us a drop for this show?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. I'll send that through your management team, bro, so you can go ahead and get a drop for the show, and that'll be dope. But man, with that being said, man, it's been great interviewing you, bro, listening to you. And shouts out again, big thank you to everybody who came through, Kango Kid, our guests right here, KMD, Rhonda Supreme, always, it's fam, and Ali, that's fam, love one, original, let's get it. Hey, listen, the host, the owner of the platform, Valerie Denise Jones, hey, I really appreciate you for rolling out the red carpet, for always making the guests feel so special. Hey, it's your boy, Philo the Great, PH like phone, ELOTHEGREAT, on all social media sites. Listen, y'all stay tuned. Y'all go to Rhonda Supreme, check her social media, check it tonight, check it tomorrow, because you'll have an update on K&B when he will be on Free Agent Radio. We'll host Ron Supreme. Hey, we got you coming up, man. Also, we got you on the Judge Joe Brown show. We'll host Judge Joe Brown and hosted by Valerie Denise Jones. So you'll be on there with Judge Joe Brown. Let me ask you, are you familiar with Judge Joe Brown?
I am, yeah. Seen his show. Yeah, I've watched the show quite a bit.
Okay, well, good. You'll be able to talk to the judge and discuss some of the things that you have on your mind that's outside of music to allow our listeners, our loved ones, our fans, and your fans to get to know more of you as a person and to get to know what you're doing when you're not making music. So we'll stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, man, listen, you'll be on
Both
Radio
Live.
Wait, Philip,
I just came up with an idea. I think the way that he engaged Kango Kid. So my homework assignment to you, KMD, is when we schedule you for the Judge Brown show, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, and I'm going to allow you to ask him questions. He loves, absolutely loves that. But it'll give you a chance to get to know him and him a chance to get to know you. But that's what I'll do. I'll give you, you can come up with about, you know, 5 or 6, whatever, you know, questions for him. And then, we'll flip it over and then let that listening audience get to know you. And, it's going to be fun. So is that something you'd like
to
do?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be great
to get to talk to him. Thank you. Yeah. ValerieDeniseJones.com. Thank you so much, Ali, and everybody else who is on the board. Appreciate you guys for your time and energy. We love you to life. All right, so Philip, if you don't mind, give us our final words, and then we're going to play Who Do You Live For? Thank you again, KMB. Many blessings to you, your family, your sister. Please hug her for us. Give her some love.
I will.
Big Head Media. We appreciate you guys so much. Tell your manager we said hi.
Well, my last words are simple. Thanks. Get with it or quit it. Barbecue me or do something with someone, something do something, don't. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, always. Fool with me because you're cool with me. Don't fuck with me because you're stuck with me. All right? Hey, get with it, quit it. Let's get it. Gone. Play that music, Valerie.
Change the world, hold up, I'll never try, cause Jesus Christ came to this earth and was crucified, so why should I even try to change me, be it for better or worse, you probably see the same me, so can I please y'all, I can't, I say I'm trying to please myself every time I'm asked, I mean I'm walking down the road, and people act, you stop and say hello, like can't be, we love your music, can we miss your flow, and every once in a while, I would get fan mail, but I never know how to respond to emails, not rude, just telling y'all the truth, so even if I don't respond, just know I take y'all with me in the booth, and my little sis said his cool friends think I'm dead. I tell him I was playing Xbox instead. But seriously, I wrote a billion songs since I've been gone. I'm just trying to save the cash to pave the path that I've been on. But every time I write a song, my engineers say stop. It's too hip hop, we need more pop. Indeed, you're just the last of a dying breed. Nobody cares that you can rhyme from A to Z. I tell them, hold up, I'm just writing songs that I can vibe to. And I'm just writing songs that I'm inspired to. And they can like it or they can't, cause I'm not after fans, just people who can vibe to who I am, like me. Yeah, not your sister or your mother or your brother, but I do this to me. Yeah, not the father or the mother or the brother, but I do this to me. Yeah, not the fans, the haters or some others, but I do this to me. Yeah, just so I can be free. So bring the chorus in.
Everybody loves to tell you what you're supposed to do. Everybody loves to tell you how to live for you.
Okay, now, stuck in a world where there's no divide between fact and fiction. Conversating with atheists, questioning the crucifixion. I met this girl who told me shopping was a true addiction. And she could spend her cash on anything without conviction. It didn't matter what the kids need. So if she saw it, then she wanted, then she bought it. It wasn't greed. Just the fact her husband made her have low self-esteem. Her bigger butt and bigger boobs was her only dream. So she saved and she saved and prayed for a raise. And had the surgery slotted down for May 8th. And he smiled and he smiled and promised her a child. Cause he ain't been this happy in a while. She turned herself into the woman that he wanted. And he could take her to the parties and just flaunt it. And the body that she wanted came out fine, but the anesthetic that the doctor gave her left her blind. This is true. So what I learned? Live your life for you. Not your mother or your father or your brother or the sister or the other or the cousin or the fan or the hater or the person sitting next to you to be your neighbor, but what? Live your life for you. So true. Chorus now.
Everybody loves you.
Yeah.
Tell you what you're supposed
everybody,
to do. Everybody loves
everybody here. Throw your hands up.
Tell you how to live for you.
Give me a J.
Yay.
Give me an O.
Oh.
Give me an E.
E.
What's that spell?
Yo.
What's that spell?
Yo.
What's that spell?
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details.
Let me bid you good night.